Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Game one tonight. Let's go. Are you people, sitting on your hands during game one? This is ridiculous. And I want to see tonight, everybody standing in the second inning with two strikes, nobody on. I want to see everybody standing and giving the Braves the business. Hey, this is a pretty good lineup now. And this is without Ronald Acuna. This is without Marcell Ozuna. I mean, it's not like the Astros haven't had their injuries. No Lance McCullers. You think that's not a you lose? Of course, they lost Mike Soroka, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the Braves getting here. Now, I know, oh my God, the Dodger crybaby media.
Oh, my God. I know what you're going to say about, listen, this is supposed to be the team of the century and the lineup of the century, but unfortunately, injuries derailed that. And, the Braves had some, too, but the Dodgers, a special season, a special team, special people. And it's really unfortunate that such a great group of guys, such a talented team, was befelled by injury. But
Molly Knight?
Oh
my gosh.
I'm sad for the Dodgers.
Oh my gosh. The Giants killed the Dodgers. It just took them a week to die. Because of the, but then we lost Max Scherzer. But we lost Trevor Bauer. But we lost Justin Turner. But we lost, who cares?
Who cares? We lost Yao Ming in the middle of the playoffs.
You bought
Dodger JJ Watt got Watt-catted one time.
You're trash,
Deshaun
Dodgers.
Deshaun did the stuff with the massage stuff. So he's out. We've had our own things. Tracy McGrady did surgery on his own knee one season. Just stop. We've gone through it time and time again.
Oh, my God.
Lance McCullers, multiple injuries. I don't want to hear about it. Justin Verlander, no one's seen him for 2 years. Definitely not in an Astro game. No one's seen him. Did he celebrate on the field with the team after Justin Verlander?
Who?
Was he pouring champagne in the locker room afterwards? Celebrating?
Yeah. I didn't see
Lance
him.
Lance McCullers did.
Yeah. Well, no. You can't because of COVID, so you can't.
Last time he's recovering. Injured, well, he's recovering.
No.
Tommy
you're injured.
John.
You can't.
No, I was also told he couldn't go to a game because he was recovering from Tommy John.
Well, if you look at his Instagram, he was on beaches all over the world, apparently.
And throwing. I saw that on
Instagram. He was actually throwing. Yeah. But no, you can't. Yes. So the question was asked, he's on the team. I mean, he's obviously on the injury list for the last 2 years.
Well, no, those direct deposits hit the account.
Oh, don't every time.
Yeah.
Does he get a ring?
Do the players vote it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll give it to him.
No, they will not give it to him.
You don't think?
No.
Why not?
He has not shown up one day.
His heart and soul that he put into him, he fundamentally changed.
He's not part of the team.
They were weak.
He has not
until
been any
there.
Part of the team whatsoever.
I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't vote.
No, you don't even come to a game. You don't do anything. Hold on. I don't think I don't think you get a vote on that. I think he gets it.
What?
This isn't a clubhouse attendant. He is on the payroll. He's going to get a ring.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, I it sounds petty, but okay, that's fine. Sometimes I'm petty. I hope he doesn't get a ring. You don't even show up, and also, when we bought him a bottle of wine, he didn't even say thanks. But the other couple at his table did say thanks.
So
he caved up and just zoomed out of the restaurant. We're like, okay, cool, bro. And you're, hey, thanks so much for that. That was great wine. me and McCool. And he's just sitting there, like, just left us like a clown. I'm like, okay, bro. But I let it slide because he helped us win a World Series. Now I find out.
So people don't even know what you're talking about.
He was at Riel. He was at Riel. I was in there with McCool. This is like in McCool Cannabars, like in 18. And I'm like, oh. I said, let's, you know, McCool said, hey, there's Justin Verlander. He goes, let's send a bottle of wine over to the table. It's Kate Upton, Justin Verlander, and another couple. So we sent over a bottle of expensive wine. And I say we. It may have been McCool. And I'm just going to, you know, take it too as part of the story. And he sent over a bottle of really expensive red wine, and they opened it and drank it and loved it. And then Justin Verlander and Kate Upton, and we're sitting there at Plainview at this island table. You know the big island table, mm-hmm. that's right when yeah. you leave. Justin Verlander just zooms right by. I saw somebody point to, the waiter pointed to who bought it. He just zooms out of the restaurant when they're done, and the other couple comes over and thanks us. And like, that was such a nice gesture. The wine was great and all that stuff. And we're like, oh, okay. That was a little weird. You know, yeah. this other couple comes and says something, but you know, it really wasn't that big a deal. You just kind of let it go. Well, then you hear some things here, there. Nothing terrible. I just don't think he's a very personable guy, unfortunately. But then teammates...
He's an entitled, rich athlete, pampered athlete that doesn't feel like he has to say thank you for things.
No, and that...
He just deserves you to give him things.
Yeah, may be the case. But then it leaks over where his own teammates don't want him to get any shine at all because he hasn't been part of the gang. Well,
he's not a teammate. He hasn't been a teammate for the last 2 years.
Right.
He's not a teammate.
I understood 20. This year is no excuse. This year you could have come in, popped in, showed your face, gone to the clubhouse. Are you texting guys at all? Like, hey, I was watching you. And, you know, one of the things is, now granted, he may not know Fromber all that well. It's a language barrier. Luis Garcia. He knows Urquidy. Well, yeah, he definitely knows Urquidy. He knows Urquidy. He can talk to Strom. Maybe he has. I don't know. He knows those players. He can't text any of them and say, "Hey man, you've been killing it. I need to get out there and watch a game with you guys."
Or whatever. "Hey, I noticed that you're not tight enough, or your grip on whatever it is, helping young pitchers out. That's what a teammate does. That's what Lance McCullers is there. You know what he's doing? He's in the dugout talking to guys.
Yeah,
you know."
Lance, he should have, although you never know if Lance ever played when he played, because I think Lance missed 19, so maybe he didn't even know Lance. Lance has been hurt a lot.
He was on the 17 championship team together.
Oh, yeah, all the curveball. Yeah. Well, I was making a joke, but yeah, I was like, hey, Lance was hurt all in 19, actually.
right.
Let me see.
Oh, but Lance was there.
Oh, you're the guy with the curveballs, with the Yankees and the curveballs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, your dad was Padre. Yeah, we're teammates.
Yeah, right.
I won a World Series with
you. I remember you.
Yeah, I remember you. You like, curveball, like 27 in a row, right? Yeah, yeah. So are you coming out to a game at all this year? I'm recovering from Tommy John, so
yeah, well,
I'm not allowed
to
fly because
when
it can swell up.
When I was recovering from Tommy John in 19, I was in the dugout every game.
All the time. Yeah, but I can't fly, bro, because it'll swell up and it could pop. Like, the stitches could pop.
Oh, this is a good question.
Hold on. You have stitches in your arm a year and a half later? Yeah, I got some Tommy John stitches. They're internal stitches, and I don't want them to pop.
Cub Fan Timmy says, is two dudes sending a ball player a bottle of wine the same as buying a friend a pair of jeans? I think it's comparable.
I think it's comparable. Because you know what? One size jeans does not fit all. You got to go get measurements. Like, what's your size? Do you like kind of a loose fit at the bottom, or do you like more of a slender cut? You have to ask that question. You know what? We just say, send the bottle. We just do like this. Tap the right arm. That means red. Right. R, right, red. Left is the white wine in a bottle. Louis. So we just tap the red arm. They send it over, and it's good. Made the mistake of it was just me and my wife and our friends from Chicago, and I saw Jeff Bagwell there with his lovely wife, and he had just made Hall of Fame. He had previously. And so I sent over a bottle of champagne, and didn't realize that Jeff had...
Yeah,
you know,
probably a bad idea there.
Yeah, and he came back and said, oh, Mr. Bagwell won't take that, but he does... they said he will take a dessert. I'm like, oh, awesome. Sent that over. Jeff came over and was like, thanks so much. He and his wife, and they were awesome. And Jeff, like I've told you the story, Jeff was like totally with it.
Yeah.
It was not like when he had had his problems. And I was like, oh, wow, man, Jeff is razor sharp. And since that time, he's been razor sharp. Like, it's one of the happiest things for me. And I know you behind the scenes is seeing this guy really get it together and that we've got that Jeff Bagwell on broadcasts at games,
yes,
as part of the organization.
No, it's awesome.
That's like low key for a lot of people, really makes people happy. And Jeff was awesome. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, the Hall of Fame. We talked about it a little bit. It was no big deal. But I said, hey, sorry about the alcohol I sent over to the table. That's right. Like, hey, listen, for you, it's like it's a recovering coke addict. Can you send a couple bumps over to table 26, please? I'd like to send something over to the recovering coke addict. Like, you know, and hey, I want to send some wine. Yeah, I'm not doing wine. I'm not doing champagne these days.
Maybe you didn't hear. A dessert.
Yeah, but how about a dessert? Jeff was awesome. And Kate, well, I was frankly, Justin Verlander is just going to be like, okay, I just wanted a little fist bump, but I want to say, and who is this? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is my wife, Kate. Oh, good to meet you. Where did you guys meet? Act like I don't know who. Right. Oh, okay.
Well,
cool. Just take her down a peg or two.
Speaking of sending some alcohol, why didn't you just send Bagwell a bottle of tequila, of your tequila?
I could have. Maestro Dobell is what I do now. Maestro Dobell. As a matter of fact, I was talking to Derek about Maestro Dobell. He's the beverage director at Real. He's like, oh, yeah. He said, they've got some good tequilas. He said, I actually like their silver. And we were talking about the Cristalino, the Diamante. It's called Diamante, and it's the Cristalino. Cristalino is charcoal filtered, three different varietals of tequila that is charcoal filtered, and it creates a very unique, specific flavor that is its own category called Cristalino. And they have Reposado, they have Añejo, they have Añejo Extra, they have, of course, the silver. There's a lot of different varieties of Maestro Dobell, but what you're going to get is a flavor that is phenomenal, and that shouldn't surprise you. 11 generations of tequila makers in that family have made this product, and they do it in Tequila Mexico, and it is an amazing, amazing tequila. If you're looking for a sipping tequila or even a tequila for your cocktails, make sure you check out my friends over at Maestro Dobell. They are the official sponsor of the PGA Tour as well, so you'll be seeing a lot of signage when they come in here for the Houston Open. It's Maestro Dobell. Anywhere fine liquors are sold.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You got nobody out there just ready to pump their team up. I'm serious. Nobody is out there. Nobody is out there ready to pump this game up. We got game one of the World Series here in the city of Houston.
Pump up the jams. That's what Twitch wants you
to
do.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump a jam.
Pump it up.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
But I don't think you can use that anymore. Actually, I think we got reprimanded for using that.
Pump. We got to see
by who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Because it has Bruce Buffer or Michael Buffer, one of them, at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to use that part.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can just play the other part.
Yeah, pump it up, pump a jam. I mean, this is the World Series back now. It's, you know what? And I asked my buddy. I said, so you know, our tickets are going down now. You got them. You got yours for a decent price. They were ridiculous right after we won the ALCS. Just stupid how expensive they were. But I said, oh man, it's probably going to be cheaper to go to Atlanta because those fans are terrible. He goes, oh no. That is going to be a huge ticket in
Atlanta.
No,
they get hyped when things are really,
well, they
really
haven't
good.
Been in the World Series since...
Yeah.
When was the last time they were
who
in the World
Series? Who was I watching yesterday? It's been a while. I was watching somebody yesterday talk about Atlanta is... I don't think it was Chris Rose. He's coming up here in a second from... does NFL Network stuff. Was on MLB Network, I believe, or MLB's coverage. He does a podcast right now. We'll get to that, but... Somebody was talking about how Atlanta is Not a Falcons city.
99 was the last time they were in the World Series.
Oh, my God. It's been that long.
Yeah.
It's not a Falcons city. It's not a Hawk city. It's a Brave city. And I remember our discussions were, and they were good for so long, which is what I think the Texans should aspire to: Indianapolis Colts, Atlanta Braves territory, where you're good for a really long extended run, Patriots. But what the Braves and Colts are both known for is just winning one title, getting there a bunch. This is a third World Series for the Astros. We're getting a little bit spoiled. This is three World Series.
I think we are.
This is three World Series in 5 years. You gotta win two. You know, it's just one of those things. And especially this year, and I know Carlos Correa was asked about it and said, no, we're not trying to prove anything, but they are.
But this is the validation, This is the validation.
It is 100% a validation series. You've already validated. Everyone knows. You've beaten the Red Sox. You've been validated, but the World Series is where you stand on top of the pile and you look at Dodgers fans and Yankees fans and I guess now Red Sox fans and White Sox fans and anybody else that wants a little piece and you say, what now? Because you already see people are, oh, it's whistles, oh, it's planes, they're coming up with anything they can because they don't want to lose this.
Which is the dumbest thing ever, because the Astros are being so. And oh, by the way, Dusty was like, ain't none of that good stuff going on during my watch. And oh, by the way, they have been so vilified and they're being so scrutinized that if there was any funny business, it's just impossible. It's absolutely nothing is going on. These guys are just really good. Can you guys just admit it? This Astros team, they're just really good.
Players,
you can hate them.
No, players and media know it too. I mean, Jeff Passan wrote an article about, hey, this is just a really, really good baseball
team. That's it.
I mean, I know it's painful to everyone to say that outside of the city of Houston, and I get that they're going to be the heel and the bad guys, and that's one of the reasons we lean into it, because it takes away the power of people. You guys are cheaters. If you ever lean into that heel thing when you deal with people in person or social media, you can watch the life drain out of their eyes as they realize that they can't harm you with the cheater stuff.
Yeah.
But you guys are still cheaters, and that's 17. I know.
Yeah.
17, man. We'll never get that back. And we cheated. We cheated, and now we're cheating now, too.
Yeah.
And we're cheating now, too. And when they don't have that ability to try to own you, it's...
Well, that's baloney, though. I don't say we're cheating now, too. I say, you know what? Eat it. You know what? Astros are really, really good.
I do both. But
these guys are really, really good.
People who want cheater thing to sting and you lean into cheater, they don't like it because you take it away from them.
Yeah.
They can't say anything.
Let's get Ryan in here. He wants to talk about his Astros in the World Series. What do you say, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Hey, Johnny G. I'm sorry, man. I didn't hear you earlier, but did you say you just wanted to give all the Astros a pump?
No. I want to pump it up. Pump a jam.
You brought your bike in here one time. You could have given somebody a pump.
I can't give somebody a pump.
You don't have
because I don't have the big pegs.
Because on the side.
I don't know what that means.
What did you say, Tyler?
He didn't have pegs.
Yeah, you didn't have pegs where people could stand on the pegs while you drove.
You're right. I don't have any pegs, and I'm not pumping anyone. Okay?
Don't say what I...
Don't just don't, not...
I know, but you know where I'm going, right? I don't want him to...
Pegging?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah. Yeah, I don't want that to be a thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't want that.
No, I didn't say that, Ryan. So, no, I never said that. I've never said that, and I never will say I'm going to give somebody a pump. That's so stupid. LJ, is that LJ? LJ's here. What do you say, LJ?
Hey, real quickly, man. So I would have called earlier, but you guys opened the show for the second day this week on World Series Week talking about the Texans. That's so freaking depressing. I had to change the station.
We apologize.
Anyway, man, I'm super pumped, man. I think we're going to win the series in five, to be honest with you. The Braves are good. Morton is actually the scariest thing about the Braves because he kills us. But beyond that, man, to be honest with you, they're like the sixth highest strikeout rate in baseball. And they're heavily home run dependent. That reminds me a lot of the Yankees. Teams like that don't usually do all that well against the Astros. They also give up a ton of steals. They've got pitchers who are slow to the mound. Their catcher has a poor arm. We're going to get guys on bases. We're going to steal bases. We're going to play, I mean, not small ball, but just that same, just like keep the line moving. And I believe that Fromber is going to be ace Fromber. I think that the tweak that they made to Garcia is going to stick. I mean, to be honest with you, I see no way the Braves win this series. I got the Astros in five. Go Astros, baby.
You know what? I don't know about five, but I think the Astros are better.
Pretty much everybody thinks this is six or seven because it's just such an even.
it's a relatively even series. I think both teams have very good mental toughness. You know, they have a Charlie Morton, and we don't really have a Charlie Morton. We've got a Fromber, and you don't know what you're going to get with a Fromber. But if Fromber and Garcia are on like they were the last game, the Braves are in some trouble. If they're not,
so
the Astros are going to have to piecemeal it with somebody. Like, you're going to have a big game from Urquidy. We still don't know what's going to happen game four, right? We still don't know if that's a Oder Greinke game.
No, we don't. But I would. It's a. Oh yeah, I could see Oder Greinke. Who do you, so? Is it advantage Charlie Morton that we know him so well, or is it advantage Astros hitters?
No, I think it's. I don't know the answer to that. I don't feel like there's a clear cut answer.
Here's what Astros have done against Charlie Morton. Jose Altuve is 2-for-10 with a homer. He's got the only home run against them. Yordan is 1-for-2. Brantley is 3-for-15. So, I mean, he had to face him when he was with Cleveland, right? Bregman's 1-for-4. Castro 2-for-8. Aledmys Diaz 0-for-4. Yuli 1-for-3. Martin Maldonado in 13 at bats. What do you think Martin Maldonado is?
7-for-13.
Seven of 13.
Shut up.
7-for-13.
I was just going to clown a total Yordan move on him, but
7-for-13. 538. 66.
Machete is 7-for-13.
He's got a 1282 OPS against Charlie Morton. How's that taste, Charlie Morton?
He's hitting like 30. What do you mean he's hitting 7-for-13 against Charlie Morton?
7-for-13.
How is that possible?
667 on base, 615 slugging.
How is that possible?
Because he's the great Martin Maldonado hitter of the century. That's why.
Altuve's 2-for-10.
Yes.
Machete is 7-for-13.
Okay.
I mean, I guess we know who's starting tonight.
Oh, there's no question who's starting tonight.
You think Charlie, at any point, they point to first?
Charlie knows.
Send him to first base?
No, but Charlie, when he gets up there, Charlie knows. This dude rakes me.
Yeah.
I mean, how awesome is that? You know what? I think you lead Maldonado off. He's our leadoff tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Aqueduct Plumbing, I need them. Our garbage disposal doesn't work. Guess who I got a call today? Mary.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And you know what? They get out there pretty quick for you. They have a lot of service trucks. That's one of the things. They were very busy whenever the freeze happened because of
You
know, people with older pipes. You experienced issues, either major issues or there are issues that have developed since then. But even the minor stuff, we talk about the one-day repiping and putting in tankless water heaters. But I called them out for garbage disposal issues before.
It doesn't work at all. Issues. It doesn't even go
leaky faucets, all that stuff. They do all that.
Yeah, everything. I mean, there's no... Well, I mean, if you've got a plumbing issue, you need these guys. You know, you could have huge issues like cracks in your walls or, you know, water pressure problem. How about your water heater? You need a tankless water heater? They do all of that. Guys, it's the home of the one-day repipe. Listen, they're going to be at my disposal. They're at your disposal. It's Aqueduct Plumbing. 281-488-6238. You'll love doing business with them. They're going to give you a free estimate. They're not going to charge you just to come to the house. You're looking for a great plumber. And who knows? Can you trust a plumber? You can trust our peeps over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. TheBenchPlumbing.com. TheBenchPlumbing.com. 281-488-6238. Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're at your disposal.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So the other day, Chris Rose came out, his podcast, the Chris Rose Rotation, had Chris Bassett on it. And I retweeted it, and I said, finally, somebody that's telling the truth about this whole thing. If you haven't seen the Chris Bassett, what he said that the Astros were the guinea pig, that they weren't the only team doing it, and that Major League Baseball is always a reactionary as opposed to pro-action, looking at things with proactively. So Chris Rose is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He and Lance know each other for years, and they got together yesterday, got him on the show. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, we really appreciate and you said it, and some guy tweeted back at you, oh, Chris Rose is saying he still thinks Carlos Correa is a cheater. No, you were saying other guys, other players that you talk to, still look at the Astros as cheaters. What was your reaction? What did you think when Bassett was saying, listen, other teams were doing it, and you know it wasn't just the Astros? What was your reaction?
Well, you know, I mean, there's been documentation since then. You know, I think there's really kind of two different stories. So the reason I have even brought it up, because there's probably some Astros fans who are like, well, why is he still bringing it up? I'm curious to see, now that the Astros are in a position to win a second crown since 2017, how the players that are competing against them feel about them. Have they moved on? Do they still harbor our ill will? You know, I think it's a fair question. I think it's legitimate. And I've gotten answers all across the board. I remember I talked to Todd Frazier right before he was going over to represent Team USA over in the Olympic Games. And I said, you know, does this mean that you're done playing baseball? He said, I actually had an opportunity. You know, I'm very close with Dusty Baker, and I almost, you know, I flirted with the idea of signing with Houston. And I said, well, you know, Todd, you were with the Yankees when you were eliminated. I said, would you have had to reconcile signing with that? He goes, man, I'm still upset about it all. You know, and this was 4 years later. I talked to Austin Hedges, who's a catcher with Cleveland. He said, listen, when those guys come up to the plate, I definitely think of them in a different light. And then there's Chris Bassett, who pitches against Houston a handful of times a year, and he's like, no, I don't give a second thought about it. And so answers are all over the board here. And I just found it interesting that certain guys feel a certain way. And on a personal level, I don't know how I feel about these guys. Like, when the Astros started to come together, you know, in that run in whatever it was, 2015 or 2016 or what have you, mm-hmm. I was like, man, what a young, exciting team. And then when it was found out a couple of years later what transpired, you're like, I was bummed. Because they were a team that I didn't root for in particular, but I enjoyed watching. And kind of that's where I'm sitting with it today. I don't know how I feel when I watch the Houston Astros play anymore. And I'm talking about the guys that were involved, because I was a huge Altuve fan and Bregman fan. And I like Correa, too, back in the day.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, Chris. We talked about it a lot. But Correa has unfairly been made the face of this, and because he was put forth, and Alex Bregman was put forth to answer questions early on or to make statements. And Altuve is I really feel like it's kind of been proven by sites that have gone through yes. and studied all the – It really is unfortunate. I mean, the big advantages came with Springer was one. Marwin Gonzalez was the top guy. Tyler White, who's no longer, I don't even know if he's playing baseball anymore. But this is a vindication year. Like, this is one that whether Carlos Correa, he didn't point to that yesterday. But this is a season for the Astros to say, look, you can think whatever you want about 17 or about us, but winning a World Series here would be great vindication. Even though we also went 19, is that how you see this series or playing out for them potentially?
Well, I think that it's an interesting storyline. We have to remember that there's only five guys. Well, heck, four on the roster now that McCullers isn't there. That were even around
right.
in 2017. I mean, this is virtually an entirely new team, right? I mean, now you can say there's four huge components of that lineup that are still around. But yeah, I think that's possible. I don't know how you're a human being and you wouldn't feel that way based on everything that they've gone through. And, you know, I think this is a good, I like to use these things as teaching tools. Like, I talk a lot about this sort of stuff with my kids. I thought the organization handled it terribly when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Same. There was a blueprint yeah. on how to do it, but at that fan fest, what was it, at the end of January or right after the report came out, yep. they let Altuve and Bregman swim in that dugout by themselves.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm.
They were the first people to speak about this. It was just, but this organization's had several incidents where they haven't handled things the right way at all. And I hope that at some point they start to get it together, because I don't think that the guys that ended up doing whatever they did are bad people. I think they're people that made bad decisions. And I've done that too. I've made bad decisions. You've made bad decisions. We've made it. Some are, it's a sliding scale, so some are worse than others. But man, there's a way to turn around and say, yeah, I screwed up, or we screwed up, and it's unacceptable, and we have to deal with the consequences, and we will move on. There was just so little of that because the organization was not prepared how to deal with what was coming their way.
No, public relations-wise, it was simply awful. I don't think that there's any question about that. Chris Rose with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. NFL, and you, Chris, you got quite the career going on. Of course, you had Intentional Talk, and now you got the podcast and the NFL. There are very few guys that'll do, you know, work like you do, being able to talk football and baseball at the highest level.
Listen, I'm really, really fortunate. I mean, I've loved it for years. You know, I've been out down on the field when champions are crowned. That's like those are the best days of the year. You know, I'm really lucky that at NFL Network I get to do game day final on the last day of the season. So getting to talk to guys right after they win a championship is, there's nothing quite like it. And so I'm fully immersed in two seasons, and September, October gets a little nutty because I just want to make sure I don't put anybody that's on the St. Louis Cardinals accidentally on the Arizona Cardinals. And if I can sidestep those landmines, I feel good.
Chris, what are your when you look at this series? We've been talking about how it looks fairly even, and it's a very mentally tough Braves team, very mentally tough Astros team. I think the Braves have an advantage when it comes to starting pitching, but you only say that because you just don't know which Fromber and which Luis Garcia you're going to get, and then Urquidy's just kind of a little bit of a question mark. But he's got a World Series win in his back pocket from 2019 in Washington. How do you see what do you ultimately, what would be your prediction on what the Astros four-man rotation, how they perform this? How do you break that down?
Well, you know, I think that it's interesting. So they'll have game four in Atlanta this year. So whether that's Greinke or Odorizzi or they go full bullpen on us or whatever it is, they're going to end up hitting for that pitcher early. They just are. And they can't leak oil the way they did the first three games against Boston. And I don't think that's going to happen because as well as the Braves have played to this point, they don't mash the way that Boston does. I mean, that was just a relentless offense that they put on display in those first three games for the most part. And so I don't think that that's going to duplicate itself here in the playoffs. To me, when I look at these two teams, the biggest edge, if you were to break down it positionally almost, like, okay, offense, starting pitching, bullpen. I think out of those units, the biggest advantage is Houston's offense over Atlanta's offense. The Astros scored 27 more runs so far in the playoffs than the Braves, and they played the same number of playoff games. So you're talking about almost three runs per game more. This is a team that when they get to Atlanta, either Yordan Alvarez or Michael Brantley is most likely going to get a pinch-hitting performance at some critical point in the game. And I actually have out today my World Series podcast preview with Miguel Rojas, who's the captain and the shortstop of the Marlins, and Lucas Giolito, who, of course, is the outstanding pitcher for the White Sox, whom the Astros just took care of. And Lucas was like, don't sleep on that fact that when they get to Atlanta that either Alvarez or Brantley is getting a bat in the middle of that game. He's like, even though I'm not super familiar with the National League game, I can just tell you if I were a pitcher and one of those guys is about to bat in a critical situation instead of some guy at the end of the bench, because that could change an entire series with one swing. So I think the Astros have a monumental advantage offensively.
Yeah, you might have to put Tucker in center, Brantley in right, and Yordan in left,
though. Yeah, that's, you know what? This isn't fantasy baseball. Like, that sounds great until you realize how valuable 90 feet is.
Yeah.
Brantley can't really run much anymore. You know, I'm a huge Michael Brantley guy. He's one of my favorite Cleveland players of all time. But, man, you are really – and you're asking Kyle Tucker, who doesn't play center, to go play center. It's,
Yeah,
it's a real risky proposition.
It really is.
And Yordan,
but if they're down, I don't see how he could take him out of the. I don't see how you could go without him, especially
lefty,
if you go
lefty
to,
though. I could see him out of the lineup for a lefty lefty.
Yeah, maybe that's a possibility. Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, Chris is a big Cleveland fan. You can thank us now for Case Keenum, okay?
Oh yeah. Hey, listen, he got a dub. He got a dub against Denver. And
what he does.
I don't know how that's going to go against Pittsburgh this week, or maybe probably Cincinnati the next week, but.
You're chasing Cincinnati now. That's something that division says never.
Hey, man, that team, Lance, you know from studying that team over the years, you're like, okay, they could get all the skill guys they want. If they don't have anything on either line, they are dead. And this offensive line has played significantly better than I thought it would. And Trey Hendrickson, we all thought that, he should be sending 17% of his check to Cam Jordan down in New Orleans because of all the sacks he got. He's shown that he's a bully out there. And, they got after Lamar Jackson the way few teams have. So they're going to be right there all year.
How about the people who are Penei Sewell truthers over Ja'Marr Chase? Like, you must protect Joe Burrow. Listen, there's different ways you can. There are other draft picks. There's free agency. You can find tackles to step in and do the job. You can't find Ja'Marr Chases all over the. There's going to be very few Ja'Marr Chases. There's going to be lots of Penei Sewells. I mean, no offense. I watched him very, very closely. I don't think he's quote unquote generational, but Ja'Marr Chase has got that kind of talent. You don't pass that kind of talent.
Yeah, he does. But I'll be the first one to admit.
Yeah.
I'm more of a. I would have liked the combination of whether it was Sewell or Slater, and I had to listen to you guys and my buddy Daniel Jeremiah most closely on stuff like that. You know, I still would have done tackle, and then I would have gone with, you know, there were guys that were available in the second round wide receiver-wise who were not Ja'Marr Chase. But, you know, that combination, it's the question, the tackle wide receiver as opposed to the wide receiver lineman that they ended up going in round two.
I get it, but like, you know, my dad, who was an NFL line coach, said,
yep.
And he talked about, and this is a matter of fact, when they were going to draft, who was the big bust they were talking about trading for out of Iowa, the big offensive lineman back in the early
2000s. Robert Gallery?
Yeah, Robert Gallery. Cleveland was making a push to try to trade a bunch of draft picks for Robert Gallery, and my dad's like, let's just take Winslow Jr., let's just take Kellen Winslow. This is the guy who scores touchdowns. I can help somebody who is willing to be coached. Guys who score touchdowns and stop touchdowns are where you spend your highest picks. You know, Ja'Marr Chase is a touchdown scorer. So that's just kind of an aside. We've been talking a lot of baseball, but Chris also that rare double dip with NFL and baseball. You don't see him cross over major
and
sports.
You certainly wanted that character guy, Kellen Winslow Jr. on
your
team.
That
great character.
That was, he didn't end up being a great character.
Chris
guy.
Rose with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chris, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it. Great job with Chris Bassett. All of Houston appreciated that.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Enjoy the World Series. I think it's going to be a good one.
We appreciate it. We will. Thanks.
Check out his podcast, by the way, Rose Rotation. Rose Rotation is the new podcast.
All right. So what about Craig DeSurf?
Chris Does Rose Rotation, at Rose Rotation is the Twitter. I could say at Craig DeSurf. I don't think he's on Twitter. I know he's on Instagram. He's tight with the Correas, for example. I saw John Carlos and his mom and dad and sister at the car show there, October 4th, I was out there and got a chance to talk to his dad and his brother, John Carlos, who's in the Astros organization. And Carlos has been phenomenal. Craig DeSurf has said, you know, never has he had an opportunity to work with somebody who he's enjoyed more. And, you know, he said the same thing about Jose Altuve, about a lot, Joe Smith, when he was here. He's had a lot of the Astros come through. And it's word of mouth is really spread. They love it. I mean, Craig and that company, you don't have to play for a major league team. They'll come out and they'll deliver your car to you, deliver the papers to you here in Houston. They're out in Angleton. But if you need something done, they'll go out of their way as long as it's humanly possible to get it done. And they'll give you the best prices they have, great dealer cash back incentives going on right now on a wide variety of vehicles. Go to LanceZCars.com. You can see the different programs available. But here's the thing. Whether you're a major leaguer, an MVP, a World Series champ, or maybe you're just that guy who's grinding it out every single day, they're going to take care of you the exact same way. And that is a promise I can make because that's the way Craig DeSerf has always done business. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. For more information or to check out their stock, go to LanceZCars.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
851 ESPN 97.5, 92.5. We've got the games live right here on ESPN 97.5. Your Astros tonight at 7:07, 7:08, I believe, is the first pitch. And you can hear it all, every game of the World Series right here on ESPN 97.5.
Pre-game starting at 6.
Pre-game starts at 6?
Yeah.
So the afternoon guys get an hour off of their show?
Well, I mean, they're still doing a three-hour show.
A three-hour show?
Yeah.
They're going to get full pay, or are they going
to
pay
That's
in three
what we
quarters?
Do. What are you talking about? You used to be a four to... Now you went from 4 to 3. You don't like it?
No, I do, but those guys are supposed to work 4 hours. When I was supposed to work 4 hours, I worked 4 hours. And those
Would you
guys
like
are supposed
for them to
work...
stream their last hour of their show?
Yeah, I'd like them to keep.
Why
going.
Are you show watching?
Because I.
Why are you hour watching?
How about those young guys that are on that show that they actually earn their dues?
Hey,
they pay their dues.
They got a great compliment from a buddy of mine, Rob. I was over at his house the last game of the series. We had I brought a tomahawk from Pete's Fine Meats. So now he wants, well, we won with tomahawk. You got to bring a tomahawk every game.
Oh, really? You're playing the Braves and you want to eat a tomahawk?
That's what, and that came up too. And actually, Rob brought that up. Like, can we do the tomahawks when we play the Braves? Is that?
Well, you can eat it. Just like when you play Arkansas, you make a pig.
Yeah, that's good, right? Yeah. So you can. I don't know about the idea that we have to have a that adds up. It's not more than a World Series ticket, but it adds up to have a tomahawk every game. That's like, hey, it's getting a little pricey to watch baseball.
Yeah.
Get a at tomahawk home for free. So, anyway, he told me he said that show's really growing on me. I'm really starting to like that show a lot.
Well, so.
Big, big fan of the Wheelhouse. By the way, that's the Wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's the Wheelhouse. So, I was playing golf with the guys from CCA last week at the Monday tournament. And one of the guys was from Austin, and he goes, man, you took my guy, Brad Kellner. He's moving here, so he said
Austin guys love Brad Kellner.
Yeah, Brad Kellner was really popular there. I was like, awesome, dude. He's like, but he's moving here, so he said I get to listen to Brad still here now because Brad is awesome. Now he talks about stupid stuff like the Longhorns, you know, when he's in Austin. So he ain't doing that here. So please don't bring that crap here, Brad. Okay, don't bring that Austin crap in here because we don't need it. We don't need none of that stuff. This is the station for the Aggies, Brad. Okay. You ain't talking Longhorns here.
Well, good thing we're at Cowboys station too. He's a Cowboys fan.
Is he? We're the Cowboys station?
He grew up in Dallas.
I don't ever claim that. We're the home of the World Series. We're not home of Cowboy crap. I don't claim that. I don't want to be a part of that. If I have to be part of that world, I'm out of that world. Okay. 713-780-3776 is the number. Before we go to break, and this is a kind of a I did you used to go to Six Flags?
I went to Astro World. Yeah.
It was a Six Flags
I
property,
guess.
Wasn't it?
It was just known as Astro World. I only went a couple times.
So how about this guy? Back in 2014, he did this for a while. So he bought $150 year-long pass to Six Flags.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the thing, yeah.
Included unlimited roller coaster access, free parking, and 2 free meals a day.
What? 2 free meals
a
day?
He ate at Six Flags every single day and spent $150 on food that year.
When did he do this? Are we at News of the Weird? Are we off now?
No, this is not. It's not. But this is a short segment.
But what happened here? How did this happen?
He kept it up for the next 6 years.
He he would buy a $150
pass. 6 years, he ate every day. I don't.
What did you eat? What do you eat?
He said he kept it up. Now, with all this savings on food, he never had to pay for food. $150 a year for food. Basically turned out, he said, to about 50 cents a meal.
All I can think of is
a that day.
We want to talk about.
Or no, per meal.
Ending.
He paid off his student loans. He got married. He bought a house.
Because he's not paying
food. Didn't have to pay. Yeah. He said the menu mainly consisted of burgers and fries and pizza. Yeah. But over time, it evolved into including things like tri-tip sandwiches, carne asada salads, and vegan options.
Okay.
He said the one thing, though, he said it's not all it's cracked up. Oh, really? Carny food every day isn't all it's cracked up to be? He said chicken balls. I got so sick of chicken balls. I got them around 150 times, and at five per meal, that's around 750 balls. I don't know that I could ever eat them again. I don't. 6 years? I know. I would like to.
You could pay off your student debt and buy a house. He didn't. He has how much money were you spending on food?
He didn't buy the whole house. You spent $150 on one dinner. You spent $150 on one dinner.
Yeah, but not every time. I go to Roostar and don't spend $150.
No, I get that. But $150 for all your meals for a year?
No. You're saving a lot of money.
A ton of money.
But that's just one guy. One guy. You go to Echo's over here and get you a gyro sandwich or whatever. You don't spend you're not spending $150 every. You're talking about going with your wife and tipping. And stuff
No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even still, even just feeding yourself,
you're saving money,
two meals a day.
At some point, though, you're like, oh my god.
No. I could.
Six years. Here he is. What do you want, sir? What if you just said, well, this is a way that we could. This is the least expensive way to feed homeless people. Is to buy $150
passes.
Why
would you do that to homeless people?
No, hold on. Can you imagine Six Flags? Like, hey, this is not the thing. This is not what that pass is supposed to be for. Well, too bad, because I'm coming in every day. Here comes the regular. Hey, John, what are you having, chicken balls or pizza?
Every day, dude. Walked up and they were like,
I think I'll have a tri-tip salad.
Here comes
and-
Dylan. His name is Dylan.
Oh, Dylan,
okay,
what
but
do you
is
have
this
for
guy,
dinner?
Is he one staying at the park the whole time that he's eating two meals?
Break.
Or is he like parking, going in and eating, coming back out, going to his. Does he even have a job?
You can sit down at the park at the picnic bench and eat there.
You think he ever does a ride? Like,
well, yeah, he had a job, but he went there for lunch and then he went there for dinner.
You think he ever just takes the ride first and then eats the chicken balls or the
hamburgers? Well, no, you have to. You can't go on the ride after you eat.
No, that's what I'm saying. You think he hit a ride like, hey, I'm just going to do this real quick. What about the one where you do the beep, beep, and they drop you like 40 stories and something barely catches you?
No, that's the worst.
Yeah, but you probably could burn some calories that way just through sheer fear and heart rate.
Yeah, but. Okay, with chicken balls in your system?
No, before you put the chicken balls in your system.
I'm not doing that. I'm just not. That's your only exercise?
I feel like there should have been a different name for them.
Where you just stand there? That's your exercise?
Walking from the free parking over to eat your burger and fries, obviously. Oh. I mean, that's a little bit of exercise and walking back. You could walk the park, I guess, while you're no. The burgers and fries are ready immediately. Your lunch doesn't take long.
Can you? That was burgers and fries too. That ain't meat, bruh.
I didn't say it was.
Oh, every day, 8:59 ESPN.
I'd rather spend time on my patio from Texas Custom Patios than going to Six Flags and eating that food every day. I'd rather grill my own, make my own. Maybe you got an outdoor kitchen. You want a flat top, a cooktop, and they put those in too. They put in grills. They build them in there with infrared grills. If that's what you're looking for, they can do the gas. They can do the cooktops, which you do your bacon or eggs or chicken sandwiches, burgers, whatever. You can smash them down as thin as you want to go with it. Just such a great option for you to have an outdoor kitchen like that through Texas Custom Patios. They're going to take care of you. I promise you. Steven Schell and that entire crew waiting for you to give them a shout. And they'll walk through the process, and that process includes getting the CAD drawings, seeing exactly the rendering of what your patio is going to look like. And when they build it out, they stay on task. They stay on the schedule, and it's going to cost you exactly what they say it's going to cost you. Any overages, they eat that. Anything that needs to be corrected, they will do that. But what you're going to get is truly a house that becomes a home when you have your outdoor living space with TexasCustomPatios.com. Go to TCPLance.com and see the before and after of the work they did at my house, TCPLance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.